This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi today after concluding his three-day successful visit to the United States. During his extensive and packed engagements, the Prime Minister attended the Quad Leaders Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with heads of several other countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for the voting for second phase of the assembly elections tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements have been put in place to ensure free, fair and smooth polling in this phase. Key candidates in the fray for this phase are National Conference leader and former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, Congress Pradesh Chief Tariq Ahmed Karra, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President Ravindra Raina and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. The Election Commission has made it clear to central and state enforcement agencies that it will have zero tolerance towards use of money power in the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The Election Commission team, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, reviewed poll preparedness in the state and held meetings with political parties, security forces and other stakeholders. Later, speaking to reporters in Ranchi, Mr. Kumar said, concerned agencies have been instructed to ensure inducement-free elections. The Supreme Court today directed states and union territories to implement the center's guidelines on safety and security of children in schools. The apex court also asked National Commission for Protection of Child Rights to coordinate with states and union territories and monitor the implementation of the guidelines. A bench of justices B.V. Nagaratna and N. Koteswar Singh noted that the centre has notified the guidelines on the safety and security of the children in schools and directed the union government to send the copies to chief secretaries or equivalent officers. The top court's direction comes in the wake of an application which was filed by an NGO on recent sexual assault incidents of children in some schools including Badlapur in Maharashtra. The centre had issued the guidelines on school safety and security in October 2021, prepared by an expert committee following a Supreme Court's order. In Tripura, more than 500 extremists of two outfits, National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, today surrendered before the state government to return to the mainstream. The NLFT and ATTF cadres also deported a huge cache of arms and ammunition before Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha at a surrender ceremony in Sepi Hijla district. The surrender comes after a tripartite peace accord was signed between Centre, Tripura government and the two outfits earlier this month. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said, extremists' move to shun the path of violence will give impetus to development of the state. He said, a total of 12 pacts have been signed with several outfits from the northeastern states by the central government to bring peace to the region. The death toll in Israel's strikes on strongholds of armed group Hezbollah across Lebanon has risen to 558. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, 1,835 people have been wounded in the strike, which began yesterday, during which Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire. Media reports said the Israeli jets today conducted a targeted strike in Beirut. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said he is gravely alarmed by the escalating situation between Israel and Lebanon and the large number of civilian casualties. In tennis, Indian pair Jeevan Nedunjarian and Vijay Sundar Prashant today won the men's doubles title in the Hangzhou Open in China. The Indian duo defeated the German pair of Konstantin Fradzen and Hendrik Gibens 4-6, 7-6 and 5-10-7, marking their first ATP title together as a pair. For Jeevan, it ends a 7-year title drought, while for Vijay, this victory represents a career milestone as it is his first ever ATP title. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 2 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.